Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt, das Makas, Peri Gimel, Mishnah Yud Aleph, ein oim den Oisei, aber Makas haru uyois lehishtalesh. Let's touch the words and then we'll explain the Yazah Shem Yisbrach. Ein oim den Oisei, we don't assess him. An umdana means an assessment. It's used when you want to describe a situation where you can't count it exactly, you can only assess. How many coins you need to put into a soda machine, the soda can come out. That's not an assessment, that's an exact amount. If it's a dollar, you have to put in four quarters. But if someone asks you how many pieces of cake do you need to eat before you're full, that's an assessment. I don't know, three, four, five, one, two. Everyone's different. It's not an exact amount. Now, a person who's chayav malchus, we don't just give him malchus. How do we know he can take it? We don't chas v'shalom want to kill him. So therefore, an expert or a doctor has to be able to assess how many malchus could this person take that it shouldn't be a sakana for him. But he's not going to come back with an answer, 18 or 19. No. Whatever answer he's going to give has to be something that can be divided by 3. Of course, he's going to come down, not go up to get it to 3. For example, if let's say the expert says this person could withstand 20 malchus, he's not going to say 21 to get it to 3. He's going to go down to 18. So again, zakt de Mishnah, peri gimel Mishnah yod aleph. Ein oim dinai, so we don't assess him. The person that's supposed to get malchus, ela only b'makos haru'uyos lehishtalish, only with a number of malchus that could be divided by 3. Now suppose Amadullah Kabbal Arboim, originally they assessed him and said, he's a big strong person, he's healthy, he can get 40. When the Mishnah says he can get 40, it means 39. It means the 40 that the Pasuk says, the number that leads to 40. Okay. This person has to brace himself now for 40. They start hitting him. Now, again, it's an assessment. Even the biggest expert can't tell you exactly how many malchus a person can take. So what happens after they assumed he can take all 39? Loka miktsas. He received some of the malchus, and they see how weak he's getting. The Yomru, they say, she'eino yachal lekabel arbaim. We changed our opinion. We see he's getting too weak. He can't endure all of the malchus. So Patri's Patri from receiving the rest of the Malkus. Amdu, suppose they assessed him, they evaluated him, Lekabel Shmoina Esrei, that he could take 18 Malkus. But Mishaloka, they start hitting him, they see he's good and strong. It hardly has an effect on him. Amrit, they say, nah, Sheyachalu Lekabel Arbaim, he can take all 39. The din is Patri, he's still Patri. We don't give him more than what he was evaluated for. Zakta Mishnah Vayter Ovar Aveira Sheyesh Boshnei Lavin. If someone was over in Aveira that has two Lavim, like we discussed in the earlier Mishnah, he's chayiv two sets of Malkus. Amdu Oymid Echad. And they evaluated him once for both Aveiras. Suppose they said he can do more, he can get more than 40. Again, when we say 40, we mean 39. I know it sounds a little confusing. He can get more than what the Torah said B'mispar Arbay. He can get 42. So the din is loikeo pater. He receives as many malchus as he can withstand. And once it goes over 39, he's pater from the whole second set. Now, lemaisa, it has to be a number that's divided by 3. That's how the Tosfos Yom Tov explains this. So you would have to be able to get 3 over 39. A 40th, a 41st, and a 42nd. So again, amdu oimed echad. If they said he can take 42 in one shot. Loike upater, so he gets the 42, and he's pater on the whole second set. In other words, he doesn't get 39 plus 39, which would be a total of 78. Rather, he gets only 42, so he saves himself 36 malchus. But the imlav, if he can't take 42 in one shot, so loike, he's going to get whatever amount of malchus he could take. We're going to wait for him to heal. Umisrape, he gets healed. And then v'chayze v'laike, he has to get the whole second set or how much he could take at that point. You know, sometimes in life we say, why are things not going our way? I thought I'm finished already. Now more tzaris. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, because if I can give you a drop more, that saves you from a whole more set. Right? If nobody knew what was going on over here, they would say, ayvei, instead of 39, he's getting 40, he's getting 41, he's getting 42. As much as we explained to him, well, really, he's chayav for a second time. Oh, how cruel can you be? But because he's getting these extra three, he's saving 36. So a lot of times in our life also, Chas v'Shalom, things are a little bit hard. How much do we save? Sometimes because Baruch Hu makes that drop harder for us so we can save so many tzaras. Okay, our Mishnah told us, when we assess how many makas he's supposed to get, it has to be a number divided by 3. So let's say they assess he can take 20, it goes down to 18. Never more, it goes down. If they assessed he can take all 39, and after they started to give the malchus, they saw he can't, so stop, he's potter. If they assessed he could only take 18, after they start giving him malchus, they say, oh, he's handling it very well, he can take all 39, no, still stops by the original assessment. If he was over in Aveira, we have two sets of malchus, so if he can get at least 42, that saves him from the other 36, the whole second set. But if he can't get at least 3 more than the 39 for the first set, then he has to wait to heal, and then they assess how much he can take for the second set.